Hey, it's Shane from Ghost Keeper, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going? I'm Anthony Edman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and really excited to get into the countdown. But before we do that, Brian's got a little bit of information for you about the website where we retrieve the charts.
Thanks, Mr. Edman.
You're very welcome,
Earshot, Mr. Cleveland. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every single Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. And you just heard the bottom 10. We're about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, also publishing charts, including weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And if you want to get in contact with us, I have such a hard time with that word. Contact.
Why?
Contact. Is that right?
No, you're saying it weird still.
Contact.
Just contact.
Contact. Anyway, if you want to get
you're
in contact
strange.
With us, you can do so.
You're going to have to think of a new word.
I am. If you'd like to reach Anthony. If you want to reach us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. That is our home on Facebook. And at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach us. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you some exposure on the show. And we were able to do that for a local St. John, New Brunswick artist in the last hour of the program. David R. Elliott joined us, and we thank him for that. And coming up in this hour, we're going to hear from a person who is part of a band that was on the charts, but the band has fallen off. However, we're bringing them back because that's what we do.
Yeah,
resurrecting them.
They got
them
in contact with Anthony, and they made it happen.
You're awful. You are the worst. Reach. I'm gonna program that in and use it. All right. Let's delve into it. Let's get into the top 10.
All right. The number 10 album this week is down from number 3 the week before. It is Born Ruffian's latest called Birthmarks. You're gonna hear a track called Needle. After that, Chainmail by the Highest Order, dropping one spot as their new record, If It's Real. And rising to number 8 from number 14 is Colin Stetson from New History Warfare Volume 3 to See More Light. You're going to hear a track called In Mirrors.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
I belong to no one like the watermelon, rolling with momentum, spitting out its seeds, buried under snow and waiting just to show us how it goes and knows how yummy it will be. I belong to no one, a song without an album, long forgotten maxim spoken to the sea. I belong with no one, I belong with no one, I belong with no one, you belong with me. When I was a boy, I wished that between my knees. I belong to no one. I am a minimum, rolling into bigger sums.
Thank you.
Shot 20. Number 8.
The Earshot 20.
That was In Mirrors by Colin Stetson at number 8, up from 14 is his newest record, New History Warfare Volume 3, To See More Light. At number 9, Falling One Spot was The Highest Order from the album If It's Real. You heard Chainmail, and starting off that set was Needle by Born Ruffians. At number 10, down from 3, is their latest record, Birthmarks.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. Brian and I counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com, and now we are into the top 10. Going to take a quick break from that countdown for a minute. Brian's going to bring you the lowdown. It's his weekly review of albums that are debuting on the charts, not quite into the top 20 yet, but they could make their way.
All right, debuting at number 45 this week is the sophomore record for the Winnipeg Indie Pop Project, Old Folks Home, and it's called Black and Blue. At number 43, the fourth studio album from the French electronic duo Daft Punk features collaborations from Panabear, Julian Casablancas, Giorgio Moroder, Pharrell Williams, and Al Rogers, and it debuts at number 43 and is called Random Access Memories. At number 40, London indie pop dream pop duo Greg Hughes and Tessa Murray expand into synth pop disco territory on their second album by the project Still Corners, and it's called Strange Pleasures. At number 38 is the self-titled debut full-length for the Toronto-based band Decades. And finally, number 34, Small Black, Chillwave, New Wave, and Synth Heavy Indie Pop are on the second release from the Brooklyn quartet Small Black, and that album is called Limits of Desire.
Very cool. And I guess my pick
there's,
of the week
there's is limited
my,
options.
My album pick of the week.
I already know what it's going to be. You're so predictable.
Old Folks Home?
Yeah.
You knew it?
Yeah.
It was a toss-up between Old Folks Home and Random Access Memories, but I feel like they go together. Huh? No? Okay.
Better luck next time.
Okay. Let's keep it going then, and we'll continue the countdown.
All right. Debuting on our program at number 7, but previously on the charts, number 39 was Gold and Youth from their new record, Beyond Wilderness. Here's a track called Cut Lip.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 7. listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's Earshot 20.
That was a track from Shotgun Jimmy's newest record, Everything Everything, at number 6, up from 9, and all the way up from number 39 to number 7 was Golden Youth from Beyond Wilderness. You heard a track called Cut Lip.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from the charts to chat with Shane from Ghost Keeper. The Calgary-based quartet's third album, Horse Chief War Thief, has been out for a few months and has been doing really well on the campus radio circuit. Shane, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This album is a pretty eclectic mix of sounds. Where did the inspiration come from for the music on this album?
I suppose that our collective goal between the four of us was to really dive further into the tangents, I suppose, that we touched upon in the previous record, and just, you know, take it as far as we can while also trying to maintain hooks and some sort of pop sensibility. So I think we're pretty satisfied with our ambitions to search and to create some fresh sound for our audience.
And do you find that the sound varies from your previous releases, or is it pretty similar to what you've put out before?
No, it's our intent to have every record have its own unique sound. Definitely. I mean, we can't really change the sounds of our Sarah and I's voices, but we do our best to even, you know, progress on that aspect as well.
And is there a theme with the songs on Horse Chief War Thief? Maybe a story being told throughout the album?
Yeah, I suppose there's definitely a strong political underline with every, you know, parallel story involved with every song. And I think it's, you know, basically trying to bring across the modern Métis lifestyle, you know, as Sarah and I know it and as Sarah and I are living it. And, you know, in collaboration with other modern artists in music, and specifically with Jay Crocker and Ian Jarvis and even Brad Hawkins as our collaborating engineer for the record.
So what was the recording process like for this album?
It was a, you know, a huge endeavor for us. We took 30 days out in rural Nova Scotia at a place called Riverport at Diego Medina's studio called the Old Confidence Lodge. It's an amazing space. It's a huge old Odd Fellows hall. And he also has a 24-track, 2-inch reel-to-reel. And all the recipes just fit our intentions and what we wanted to sound like. And the fact that we can just go somewhere and detach ourselves from everyday responsibilities or even everyday routines, get away and totally indulge in making this record.
So the record's been out now for a little while, has been received very well among a lot of fans and groups. What's next for you and the band?
Well, Sarah and I are really excited to get this on the road and head out east. So I guess at this point right now, we're really excited and happy that the record's doing well, so that we have, you know, an audience to go out and play for and to hopefully build and gain some momentum, so that Sarah and I as musicians can tighten up our instruments and our performance aspects. Because I think as a band, in our history, we've never really done a whole lot of touring. We just never really had the means to, and we're hoping that with this record gaining some success and momentum, that'll get us on the road and in front of audiences and on a lot of stages, so that we can really improve our own skills. And of course, we're constantly writing, so we're hoping that, you know, this tour will, you know, gain us some huge improvement and chops for the next record.
And listeners out there that are fans of Ghost Keeper, keep your eyes peeled for that. All right, Shane, thanks for chatting.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Ghost Keeper on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
What I was wondering, what was your number? 9811, wait, I'll get some paper.
Sounds like you're gone left town again. Isn't it a sin and a crying shame? Sounds like you're gone left.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Number 4.
It's Earshot 20.
That was Lunar Phobia by No Joy from their new release, Wait to Pleasure, at number 4, up from 7. Before that, dropping one spot to number 5 was Kurt Vile, Waking on a Pretty Days, and you heard a track called Snowflakes and Dancing.
And in before that, we heard from Shane of the band Ghost Keeper. Really great to chat with him, and thank you to him for doing that interview. All right, a few more tracks to bring you before we round out the top 20 and end the countdown for another week. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
And we should say that the track you heard from Ghost Keeper is called Luella. We're going to move on to number 3 up from 5, A Tribe Called Red. Their newest sophomore release is called Nation to Nation, and you're going to hear a track called No Stakes.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Oh,
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Catalina by the Besnard Lakes from their newest record, Intel in Excess, Imperceptible UFO, sitting still at number two this week. And before that, at number three, up from five, was A Tribe Called Red from Nation to Nation. You heard No Stakes.
All right, we have one more track to bring you before the hour is up, but really quick, thanks again to David R. Elliott, Shane from Ghostkeeper, and Stephen Carlick for joining us on the program this week. As well, you get your top 20 countdown from earshot-online.com, and as Brian lets you know every week, there's lots of great stuff there, so you should go and check that out. We are every Friday live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, 4 to 6 p.m., and you can listen online at localfm.ca, and you can also catch us on our partner radio station. We've got lots of them all across the nation. We thank them for carrying the program. If you missed any part of the program and you want to go back and check it out, radioforall.net, just give it a quick search, and when we upload the program, we post the link to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. And you can also subscribe to the podcast. We are on iTunes. So those are all ways you can check out the show. And thanks again for tuning in. One more track to bring you, and then it will close out the show, and we'll be back next week with a brand new countdown. Brian's going to let you know what's in at number one.
Sitting still at number one this week for the third week in a row is Young Galaxy from Ultramarine. Here's a track called New Summer.
Thanks for listening.
Number one. Everything.
Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.